So what are the places where Kali was allowed to reside?
Five
places. Number one, gambling. Number two, bars. Number three, street arguments. And fourth, slaughterhouses. And the fifth, unrighteous wealth, gold. Unrighteous wealth will take away your vivek shakti, discrimination power. And that is what happened when Parikshit
wore
the crown of Jarasandh, went there. And he, perhaps it is said, Mahatma said, that was the only sin he committed. And he came back. When he came back, then what happened?
महीपतिस्थत तत्कर्मगर्यं विचिन्तयन् मानात्मकृतं सुदुर्मनाः अहो मया निजमनार्यवत्कृतं निरागसि ब्रह्मनिगूढतेजसि
महीपतिस्ततस्त तत्कर्मगर्यं when he took out his crown, the vivek shakti came back. Then immediately the vivek shakti came back, then he thought, I have done a heinous crime today. Very bad thing I have done. What is that? Vichinta anatma kritam sudurmana. Anatma kritam. It was done by me. Sudurmana. Mana. Mana was at that time sorrowful. Then durmana. Sorrowful. Sudurmana. Extreme sorrowful. He was very sorrowful after doing that act. Aho maya nicham anaryavat kritam. Maya nicham. I have done something very bad, niche thing. What is that? Anarya. It is not Arya. What is Arya? Arya means Uttam. Arya means the best. And a Arya will never do a nisiddha karma, a prohibited karma. He will never do. So he has done a thing which a Arya will never do. So he has done Anarya thing. So that is why Anarya Vatkritam, like a Anarya. I have done. I should not have done this thing. Niragasi Brahmani Gud Tejasi. I insulted a sinless Brahman who was meditating. Samikrishi was meditating. He was abiding himself. At that time I have done this thing. I should not have done this thing. You see, this thought also don't come to the people. The thought of repentance, that I have done something wrong, this thought never comes to us. But he is thinking that I have done this thing, repentance. If I have committed any sin, what are the atonements? This chapter will give you the atonements. It's a beautiful chapter. Whatever sins I have committed in this life or in my previous life, how to repent. Next verse.
Niragasi brahmani moola tejasi dhruvam tato me krita deva helanat duratyayam vyasanam nati dirghat tadastu kamam tyoganiskritayame
dhruvam, the fruit of this action will definitely come. Action has already been done. What he has done? He has put a dead serpent in the neck of Samikrishi, who was meditating. Action is done. Before action, you can check yourself. But once you have acted bodily or by speech, the fruit of action will come. Dhruvam tato takrita deva helanat duratyam vyasanam nati dirgat. It will come immediately. And he is desiring. Let the fruit of action come immediately, as soon as possible. So that I can suffer in this life only. But it never comes that way. Never comes. When it will come? If it comes then and there, it is said that there is a grace of the Lord. How? It just you have to think this way. Grace of the Lord. Lord doesn't want me to do this thing again. That is why He is giving me punishment right now. To purify me. That is the idea behind it. And He is asking for that. Give me that fruit of action for this sin. You see, if you travel in the train in India, You can even travel without ticket also, if you are not reserving. There are certain bogies in the east train where you can travel without reservation also. Like in the local trains, you can board. Not like here. Here, the moment you get up and sit, the checker comes, checks your ticket. Not like that. So there, suppose if you are not caught once, it is not possible to check the tickets of all passengers. Impossible in India. If you are not caught, what will happen? You will be habituated. You will continue to do this thing again and again. But Parikshit is saying that, give me that fruit of action. Tadastu kamam agniskritaya yathana kuryam punareva madha. Give me that so that I will not commit this thing again. It is not just going to the Lord and saying, oh Lord, forgive me. No. The lot of people discuss about that, what they call when they go to the church and they confess, no? Every Sunday they go and confess, I have done so much of this sins and sins, please forgive me. And Father says, okay, no, go. Again, next Sunday you come back again, you said, I have committed so many sins. No. That is not going to happen. You have to repent and you have to promise that you will not do it again. Then only you can improve yourself, otherwise it is impossible. So he says, yathana kuryam punareva madha, so that I may not do it again. Give me that fruit of result. And what fruit of result he is expecting, what he is ready to sacrifice for the sin, see.
Addaiva rajyam varamitra kosham prakopita brahma kulanalome tahatva bhadrasya punarname abhuta papiya siddhi dvijadeva gopyah.
Prakopit brahma kula analame. Prakopit, the angry saint Samikrishi, he not knowing who is going to curse him. Because of the prakop, because of the anger of that rishi, actually his son is going to curse him, Sringi. So because of that, he says, Addev, aaj, even right now, rajyam, balam, riddham, kosam, all, let that all be burnt away. For one sin, he is ready to pay the price, whole kingdom, let it burn. Army, balam, all my army, riddham, kosam, all my wealth, let it go. I am ready to do that. Dahatva bhritasya punarname bhuta papiyasi dhi dvija deva gobhya. So that I may learn the lesson that never I will commit a sin against a dvij. Dvij means Brahman. Who is a Brahman?
Sattva guna.
Not born in? Those who are reveling in Brahman is also Brahman. Those who are reveling in Brahman is also Brahman. When we were in Sandipani, we were reveling in Brahman 24 hours, 2 years. And we all were Brahmans. And anybody doing any function there in Sandipani, sometimes marriages had to be held there. So the first condition was that the all Brahmacharis will take their food first before your Bharati will enter and eat. Because we were all Brahmans. So Brahmans had to be fed. And the numbers of Brahmans to be fed? 100. 100 Brahmans. Brahman, Dvija, then Devata. I should not do anything wrong toward the Lord also. And go. Cows.
Na chintayan nithamasa atha shunoti yatha munesu tokto nirdriti takshakakhyah sa sadumenena chirena takshaka nalam prasaptasya virakti karanam.
He was thinking in that way. Parikshit was thinking. He was ready to sacrifice so much for one sin. At that time there was a Akashvani. And that Akashvani told him that the rishi, the Sringi, his son has given you a shrap, a curse. And according to that curse, Tatsha will come after 7 days and it will bite you and you will die. साधु मेन नचरेन साधु दैट्स वेरी गुड परिचित से आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस कर्स ही वॉज वेरी हैप्पी साधु साधु वेरी गुड वेरी गुड आई एम गेटिंग दिस फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन नाउ इज वेरी गुड साधु मेन न अचिरेन अचिरेन देर इज नो डिले वेरी सून विदिन 7 days इट इज कमिंग तक्षक अनलम प्रसतक्ष विरक्त कारणम आई वॉज लिविंग ए लाइफ ऑफ फुल ऑफ अटैचमेंट अटैच टू द किंगडम फैमिली एंड ऑल दैट बट नाउ दिस विल मेक मी विरक्ति कारणम दिस विल बी कॉज दिस विल बी हेतु ऑफ माई विरक्ति आई नाउ विल बिकम वेरी राग्य अब बताओ वी ऑल्सो कमिट सो मेनी टाइम्स एंड डू वी एवर प्रे लाइक दैट I am ready to give so much, all worldly things I am ready to give. And when the fruit of action is coming, I am accepting it. Whatever Lord is doing for my good. We always have to think in that way. He wants to purify me. He is giving me sorrow so that I may remember Him. But we don't remember. Virakta karanam.
अथो विहाये मम मुञ्च लोकं विवर्षितो हेयतया पुरस्तात् कृष्णाङ्घ्रिसेवावधिमन्यमान उपाविशत् प्राय ममर्तनन्ता
अहो विहाये मम मुञ्च लोकं विमर्षितो ही थॉट अबाउट दिस थिंग दैट दिस होल वर्ल्ड इज टेम्पररी द सुख आर वेरी टेम्पररी हियर सो ही डिसाइडेड To serve Krishnangra Sevanam Adhimanyamana, that I will serve now Lord Krishna. That he decided. This is the time now I have to remember Lord. So at the time of death, he knows it's the death, date of death. We all don't know. But Mahatma says that one thing is guaranteed, we also will die between Sunday to Saturday. In between the 7 days you will die. And he was told, 7 days, pakka, within 7 days you will die. And after knowing this thing, immediately what he did, he left everything for the service of the Lord. You see, when we get sorrow, do we get vairagya? We all have experienced sorrow in our life. It is guaranteed we have experienced. Have you ever thought this way? No. Never virakti comes, no dispassion. We say, no, 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 oh Lord, you removed this thing, I want to still continue here. I want to be in Jagat only. And the Lord gives us sorrow so that we can turn toward Lord. You see, He is getting sorrow. The date of death is approaching. And still, immediately He says, I am leaving, I am going to serve now Lord. Within next 7 days, I will serve Lord. And we said again and again, we say in Tattva Bodh it is said, this body has got 6 stations, Asti Jayate, Vardate, Viprimate, Apachiyate, Vinashati. Apachiyate starts at the age of 40. And last station is, it's coming, approaching. When it will come, you don't know. Still we don't turn toward Lord. Then we don't know. But he immediately said, I will leave everything and I am going to serve the Lord. And he decided to go to on the banks of the river Ganges and he sat there that I will not eat anything till my realization, till I get the knowledge. Sat there until death.
या वै रसत्सि तुलसी विमिश्र कृष्णाङ्घ्रिरेन्वोभ्यधिकाम्बुनेत्री पूनातिलोकानुभयत्र शेषान् कस्तां न सेवेत् मरिष्यमानः
While we were studying sadhana panchakam, there we discussed about how, what are the atonements of sins. We all have committed sin. What can we do now? So we discussed 3 points I said in that time. Anybody here did sadhana panchakam, remembers that? No. First is the Tirtha Brahman. You have to go to the Tirtha Stan. There you will meet Mahatma who will give you knowledge. Number two, you have to do Ganga Snanam. Number three is Naam Smaranam. Naam Smaranam, Bhagavad Gata, Puja, all these things will help you. And before that, there should be repentance that yes, I will never do it again. So, the sincere repentance, then there is the Tirtha Brahman, Ganga Snanam. Now it is Ganga Snanam is stated here. It is stated that this Ganga is the sanctified water coming from the feet of Lord Vishnu. And it has got the smell of Tulsi also. And it purifies anybody who takes a dip. Then he said, Kastam na sevate marishyamana. The one who is going to die, why he should not take a dip in this? So you got the first clue here, that all your sins can be washed by taking a dip. But you have to have a faith. Yes, this will definitely remove all my sins. The faith has to be there. If faith is not there, then Mahatma says, the moment you go to take a dip into the Ganges, all sins, they go and climb on the tree. They sit there. And the moment you take a dip, they will again jump on you. They will come back. So you have to have a faith. Then some Mahatmas also say, if it has got a purifying effect, not Mahatma, Duratmas say that. So ek karela le jaake usko dubao and see that karela ka kadwapan gaya ki nahi. Dip a karela. Bitter card. And see whether the nature of that bitter card is gone or not. Will it go? No, it will not go. So you have to have faith. Without faith it will not happen. The kastan na sevate marishyamanaha. So we should take a dip in the river Ganges.
Iti vyavachidda sa pandaveyaha prayopavesham prativishnupadyam yadhyo mukundangrimam ananya bhavaha muni pratam mukta samasta sangaha.
Iti vyavachidda sa pandaveyaha parichit having decided this way. Vyavachit, now he has decided. Prayopavesham prativishnupadyam, he decided to meditate on the feet of the Lord. Last time is coming. We have seen the death of many people previously. Bhishma Pitama we have seen. We have seen all the Pancha Pandav we have seen. Dhritarashtra we have seen. Death of Dhritarashtra. Vidura also have seen. And at the time of death, what they did, we have seen that they all meditated on the Lord at that time. They kept their mind on the Lord. And they could do it because they were practicing whole life. Because the Lord was with them all the time. So they were remembering, they were seeing, they were touching Lord. Lord was continuously with them. Ab batao, humare paas Lord hai ki nahi? We also have got the Lord. Throughout life it is with us. But we don't know He is with us. He is also with us. Do we meditate? No. Even after training many times that we all have crossed 40 years, get ready, start meditating, turn round, nobody is interested to come to satsang. So Muni Prata Mukta Samasta Sangha, he made his mind Ananya Bhava. Ananya Bhava means single pointed. He had withdrawn from the world, made his mind single pointed, started meditating on Lord Vishnu. How? Mukta samasta sangha, samasta, all attachment. He detached himself from everything and went to the Ganges river, on the bank of the Ganges river, sat down with a bow that I will leave this body within 7 days and I will not eat or drink anything. Kaha gaya Parikshit? He went to Ganges. Next.
तत्रोपजग्मूर्भुवनं पुनाना महानुभावा मुनय सशिष्याः प्रायेन तीर्थाभिगमापदेशैः स्वयं हि तीर्थानि पुनन्ति सन्तः
तत्र पजग्मूर्भुवनं पुनाना महानुभावा मुनय सशिष्याः when he went there the munis from different places bhuvana from all around bhuvana they came here And who are they? Punanam, they are pious. And Mahanubhava, very experienced. Mahanubhava, they have got lot of experience. Munya sa sishyaha, they came with the disciples. Why be disciples? Because they will not be able to see this thing again. So, bole, chalo sar koi chalo, come, let us see Anubhava. Because there is going to be Bhagavad. They knew that the Bhagavad Katha is going to happen and we will not be able to listen to these things. All came. Prayena tirtha vibhag papadesai swayam hi tirthani punanti santaha. They came to that tirthasthan. What is that tirthasthan? Ganga. You see, the tirtha are... There are many tirtha, but there is one tirtha raj. What is that tirtha raj? Prayag raj is called the tirtha raj. Raja among all tirtha. Why is it called raja? Because it is sangam. Of Tribeni. Tribeni means how many rivers are there? Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. Saraswati represents jnana. Ganga represents bhakti. And Jamuna represents karma. And it is said that all Mahatmas are the moving tirtha. All Mahatmas are the moving tirtha. Why? Because they will tell you about the karma, bhakti and jnana wherever they go. What is their job? Their job is to only tell people about the karma, how you should do the karma. They will advise you to do karma yoga. Bhakti yoga. Yoga means, in this way if you do the karma yoga, you will be united with the Lord. Do the bhakti in this way, you will be united with the Lord. This is the jnana marg, you do this. So are they not tirtharaj? Are they not better than Prayag? If you want to go to Prayag, you have to go there, na? But the Mahatma visits everywhere. So they are the moving tirtharaj. Moving tirtharaj. So all these Mahatma, they are Tirthasthan and they are sanctifying the Tirtha. Tirtha itself sanctifies, but since these all Mahatmas are Tirtha Raj, they all sanctify that. So how fortunate is Parikshit? He has gone to River Ganges. All the Mahatmas, and how many Mahatmas have come? The list is there. 24 Mahatmas, including all our Gotra, the head of our Gotra, Kasyap, this, that, Vasishtha, all they came. Who were there? He said, Atri, Vasishtha, Chavam, Sardwan, Aristanemi, Bhriku, Angira, Parasar, Vishwamit, Parusaram, Uttat, Indrapramad, Itnavaha, Medhatithi, Deval, Aristisena, Bharadwaj, Gautam, Pippalad, Maitreya, Aurva, Kavasa, Agastya, Bhagwan, Vyas, and Narad. 24 saints. And Annecha Deva Rishi, Brahma Rishi, Raja Rishi Riva. Anne, there are many others. Deva Rishi, Rishi among Devata, Raj Rishi, Brahma Rishi, all types of Rishi they were present. And on the Raj Rishi, Arunadas, one Rishi, Arunadas, was also there. Nana Arsena Prabharana Sameta Nabhyarcha Raja Sirsa Bhavande. And Raja, Parichit Sirsa Bhavande. He put his head on the feet of all Mahatmas. What he is getting? He is getting Ganges. He is getting all the Mahatmas. They are also Tirth itself. And he will also get the whole of Bhagavad Katha also. Whole of Bhagavad Katha. All three he is getting for the atonement. What can we do here in Chicago? In Chicago, we can't get Ganges. Can we get Ganges here? No, it's not. Any Tirthasthan here? No Tirthasthan. You have Tirthasthan?
Our mission is our Tirthasthan.
Yeah, this is Tirthasthan. People think the Tirthasthan, we have to go to India, we have to go to Himalaya, we have to go to this place. You see, we go to the Tirthasthan with different purpose.
Yes.
That is not the purpose. In Bhagavad we have seen the Tirth means when you go to the Tirth, you go and meet Mahatma, try to find out Mahatma there. And talk to him. He will give you some knowledge. You will not be staying for more than 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. How much knowledge he can give you? How many tests he can teach you? But still he will give you some knowledge. Some jnana he will give you. The main purpose behind that Tirthasthan is to get the knowledge. And up to any question, nothing is available in Tirthasthan, no Mahatmas. Mahatma also don't go there because they don't, nobody respect them, nobody comes to them for any knowledge. So Mahatmas are also not available. Sukhavishta.
Rajavacha.
Rajavacha.
No, the Sukhavishta is that he subhuya. Acha Sukhavishta is that. Then after that, when they all sat comfortably, all the rishis, when they sat comfortably, he again prostrated. The prostration again and again. Even our Gurudev used to say that the number of times you see me, you should prostrate. Why? Not for respecting him, for your sir under.
Surrender.
So you said your ego should come down. So you should prostrate again and again, again and again. So after they all sat comfortably, Parikshit again prostrated them. And after the namaskar, then he said to them, he addressed to them, Raju Vacha.
Aho vayam dhannatama nipanam mahattam anugrahasi grahaniya shilaha ragyam kulam brahmananapa pashodhacha durad vishishtam vatakarya karma.
Aho vayam dhannatam nipanam, among all the nipanam, among all the kings, I am the most fortunate, blessed one. Most fortunate. Why? Mahattam anugrahaniya silaha. Because I am going to get the grace of all these saints and sages. They will bless me. Ragya kulam brahmana pada saucada durad vishishtam pata grihya karma. Raja has to do many reprehensible works. He has to punish people. He has to do lot of things he has to do. That is why Raja, which is Kshatriya, is always cast off, is not available to serve the Brahmins. So Brahmins, they keep him away. You will always see the Brahman or the Kul Guru, they will have the ashram in the jungles. And the Raja is in his own kingdom. So they are not able to serve those saints and sages. So he says that because of my position, I have to do many reprehensible things. I have to punish people, arrest them, a lot of other things, collect money. People are not willing to give tax, but I have to collect. For these things, we are thrown a little bit off. We are not available. Brahmins, they don't like this thing. We are not able to serve Brahmins.
Tasseva meghasya paravaresaha vyasapta chittasya vyeshva vikshnam nirveda muladvijasaparupaha yatra prasapto bhayamashudhatte.
Tasseva meghasya paravaresaha. I am king attached to Deha and Geha. Deha means I am attached to the body, I am attached to my home also. And this Saap, this curse has come as a lord to me. Because out of fear of my death, this will turn me to the devotion and renunciation. You got it, this point? This Saap, this curse is a like a lord coming to me that I will die within 7 days. This fear of death will turn me to the devotion and renunciation. Renunciation, that he will deep all his attachment, deep his everything, and he will go and start doing devotion toward the Lord.
Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra Ganga cha devi dhriti chittamishah Dijopasishta kuhakastakshakova Dasatvalam gayata Vishnu gathah
Tam mamopayatam pratyantu vipra gangacha devi dhrita chittamise. I am surrendering to river Ganges. I am surrendering to all you rishis. Dijopasishta kuhakastakshako dasatvam gayata Vishnu gathah. Let the takshak serpent come, or any other thing in the form of takshak come, which can be cause of my death, but I will not fear. If you go on singing Gayata Vishnu Gatha, if you start telling me the Vishnu Gatha or the Bhagavat Katha or the Leela sports of the Lord, if I start listening all these things, then what will happen? I will not fear death. How bhakti comes inside? We have discussed how bhakti comes. You see, a person can love other person. A man sees a beautiful woman, starts loving. A beautiful girl sees a handsome boy, starts loving. Because able to see, then loves. I see a beautiful rose, I start loving rose. But how do I love Lord? I'm not able to see. I can't touch. Only by Sravan, you will start loving the Lord if you start listening to Bhagavad Katha, sports of the Lord, Leela. He will enter your heart through Sravan. And when he will enter your heart, what will he do? Will he sit idle there? No. What will he do? Purify. You will start purifying. So it is said that Vishnu Gatha, you start telling me all this Bhagavad Katha, the sports of the Lord, and I will not fear. I will become fearless. Let the death come.
Punascha bhuyat bhagavatyanante rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahasuyam yamupayami srishtim matrestu sarvatra namo dijebhyah.
Maitrestu sarvatra namo dvijebhya, o dvijebhya, you all bless me. He is also thinking, I may not get liberation here and now. I may have to take a rebirth according to my karma. So even if I have to take a rebirth, so bless me so that I may be a devotee of the Lord in the next birth also. Or I may serve the devotees of the Lord also. So the bhakti should remain with me. If I get liberated here and now, it's very good. No rebirth. In case there is a rebirth, then you bless me that I should get a body in which still I am able to worship Lord or the devotees of the Lord.
Iti sma rajadhyavasaya yuktah prachina muleshu kusheshu dhirah udangmukho dakshin kula asti samudra patnya sasutanya stabharah.
Iti sma rajadhyavasaya yuktah. Having considered all these things, then what he did, he handed over the Rajya to his elder son, Janmejaya. He gave rulership, governorship, everything he transferred to him. And what he did? He went to the southern bank of the Ganges. Dakshin Kula Aste, on the southern side, he sat down. Facing which side? Facing Udangamukho. He was facing the north. When he sat out on the Ganges River, he was on the southern bank, facing the northern side. And how was the Kusagras? The Kusagras was Prachina Mulesu Kusesudira. Mula, Kusagras as a mula, the roots of the Kusagras was facing east, Prachi. On the east facing, even the details of the asans are also given. Made of the Kusagras, the root of the Kusagras was facing east. This way he was sitting there.
Evam cha tasmin nara deva deve prayopavishte divi deva sangaha prashasya bhumyo vyakiran prasunaihi muda muhurdundu bhayascha neduhu.
When Parikshit thus started his fast unto death, then what happened? Tasmin nara deva deve, seeing this Parikshit, Naradev, Raja. Raja is also Devta. Devta among Nar is called Raja. Naradeva Deva. Prayovishta Divi Deva Sangha, seeing his resolution, then Deva Sangha, all the Devtas who were seeing all these things. Prasasya Bhumaya Vakirana Prasune Mudha Murdhanta Bhuyasya Nedu. They started serving flowers, Puspavish tree, and they started beating their drums also. So they welcome this.
Maharshayo Vesamupagataye Prasasya Sadvitvanumodamanaha Uchu Prajanukrahashila Sara Yaduttama Sloka Gunabhirupam.
All Maharshi assembled there, they all have the power of blessings. The great rishis were there, all had the power. And seeing that Parikshit has followed the qualities of the Pandavas, which were given by Lord Krishna, because Pandavas were always associated with Lord Krishna, and they followed the values and the qualities. And Lord Krishna always thought that they are their own people. Pandavas were their own people. So Lord is now happy with me also. He was with the Pandavas. He helped me at the time of my birth also. And he is happy, so I am getting this association of so many saints and sages because the Lord is pleased with me.
Navayidam Rajarshivarya Chitram Bhavat Sukritsnam Samanupratesu Yodhyasanam Rajakirita Justam Satyo Jahur Bhagavat Pashvakamaha.
The Rishi said, O Rajarshi, this is not something new in your family. Even your ancestors have done this thing. They have left their Rajya, wealth, everything. Satyo, instantly. Jahu, Bhagavat Parsakama, for attaining the Lord, they have done it instantly. They left everything. So this is not anything new. It is coming in your blood. So you are following those qualities. The value you are following.
Sarve vayam tavadihasmahetyam kalevaram yavadasau vihaya lokam param virajaskam vishokam yasyatyam bhagavata pradhana.
Rishi said among themselves that they will stay here. Sarve vayam tavad ichame adhya kalevaram yavad aso vihaya. We will stay here till you leave this body. Assurance given by all the rishis, ascetics and sages that we will stay here. Then lokam param virajas kavishokam yasastayam bhagavat pradhana. Till such time we see you that you cross this ocean of changes and you meet the Lord. They are telling him that after your death you are liberated. All the saints and sages, they all discussed and they said to him, that they will see lokam param virajaskam visokam, free of change, virajam, there is no change. Which state is that where there is no change?
Turiya.
Turiya. Atman. And what is the state where the all changes are happens in BMI chart, starting from BMI, PFT, these are all the area of change. So you will cross this ocean of change. Virojam, virajam, visokam, there is no soak. Where is the soak then? When you reach Atman, it is virajam, it is changeless. It is visokam, because it is Satchidananda. Then where is the soak? You know it. You all know it. Soak is in Anatma. What is Anatma in BMI chart? Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, this is all changing and perishable. What gives me sorrow? Sorrow gives me, Anatma gives me sorrow. So they all promised him that you will go to a loka which is Birajam. Birajam means there is no change. Visokam, there is no soak. That means you are liberated. So he came to know about it even before he left the body.
Ashruta tadrishagana vachat parikshit samam madhuchyot guru chapyalikam avasatainan anavinanda yuktan sushushamanas charitani vishnoho.
Ashruta tadrishagana vachat, having listened, Ashrutya, Rishigan, all the Rishis, whatever they have said, Parichit Samam, those words were very equal. Madhu, they were very sweet words, whatever they said, and the full of significance. Virajam, Vishokam, they were full of significance. Then, Abhashitani Anavidya, then again greeted them. Parichit again greeted them. Yuktancha susurumana charitani Vishnu. Then he was eager to listen to about the Vishnu charit. Vishnu charit, Lord Krishna's leela. He wanted to listen to this. So result is known that he will get liberation. But at the 7 days time, fast unto death, he want to listen only Bhagavad Katha. So that even at the end time, he can remember Lord.
Samagatas sarvata eva sarve vedayatha murti dharastri prishthe nehatavamutra chakaschanartha rite parannu grahamatma shilam.
Samagata sarvata eva sarve veda. Samagata sarve, you all have assembled here. You are like Veda in form. Veda. That means the knowledge you have got. You are in the form of Veda. And what you are doing, you have got no personal desire. You have come here only to give the spiritual illumination to each and everybody who comes. Give them knowledge. That is your work. You have rite paranugraha atmasilam, and this knowledge na ihava amutra. This knowledge will purify you here and hereafter also. Paran anugraha atmasilam, and it is very, very pious anugraha. It will be your grace on us. Really, really, it is very good.
Tatascha vapritcha mimam vipritche vishvapya viprariti krityatayam sarvatmanam niyamanaischa krityam shuddham cha tatra vishatavi yuktaha.
Tatascha vapritcha mimam vipritche. Now he is telling all those saints and sages sitting there that I have got full respect and faith on you. Now please tell me, what a person who is going to die within 7 days should do during these 7 days? Tell me that. What a person should do?
Tatra bhagavat bhagavan vyasa putraha yadrichaya gavatamano napekshaha alakshalingo nijalabhatushtaha.
तत्र भगवत भगवान व्यास पुत्रो यदृच्छया गामटामनो अनपेच्छ अलच्छ लिंगम निजलाभूष्टो पितस्य एट दैट टाइम व्यास पुत्र सुखदेव जी के When he asked this question, the Rishis Muni didn't reply. When he put the questions to them, at that time, Sukhdev ji came. Sukhdev ji came, how was that? Bhagwan Vyasaputra. And Vyasji was also sitting. Did you notice that Vyasji was also sitting on those the Rishis were assembled there? Tad Bhagwan Vyasaputra dechya gamatano anapeccha. Anapeccha means desiring nothing. Anapeccha. He required nothing from all these people, anapeccha. Alachya linga. And there was no sign of any burn or ashram on his body. Burn and ashram, whether he is a Brahman or Kshatri or Vaishya or Kul, or whether he is a Brahmachari or Grihastha or Vanaprastha or Sannyasa, there was no sign on his body about that. Nijalabhatushta. Nijalabhatushta. He was satisfied in his realization of self. Nijala, santushta. He has already attained what is to be attained in this life. Nijala, santushta. Vrittascha balai. Vrittascha, vritta means circle. Vritta means circle. Balai, all the children were surrounding him. Children and the deities were surrounding the Sukhdevji. And how was he? Avadhuta vesha. He was wearing nothing on his body. That was his state. And the children, they used to say, Abdut Baba, Abdut Baba. He said, Nanga Baba, Nanga Baba. Gaya. And children will surround, they will shout. Vrittascha.
Tam dvayashta varsham sukumara pada karorurubahum sakapola datram. चार्वायताक्षो न सतुल्य कर्ण शुभ्रवाननम को कंबू सुजात कंठम
त्वं द्वयष्ट वर्षम द्वय अष्ट वर्षम व्हाट वाज इज इट द्वय अष्ट वर्षम टू अष्ट
टू अष्ट
टू एट
सोलह सिक्सटीन
द्वय Ashta Varsam.
16.
His age was 16 years old. Sukumar Pada, was the description of about his body, his feet, Kara, hands, Uru, thighs, then shoulders, Kapol, Gatram, Chavaryatra Chunna, then his eyes were long, and the brows were charming, face was charming, ears and equal. No, whole body was proportionate and very attractive. And what was his neck like? Kubja Sujata Kantham. It was conch like. Like a conch. His kantha was, his neck was like this.
Nigura Jatram Prithutunga Vaksham. आवर्तनाभिम वलिवलगुदुरं च दिगंबरं वक्त्रविकीर्णकेशं प्रलंबबाहुं स्मरोत्तमाभं
निगूढ जत्रु इज कॉलर बोन वाज फुल ऑफ फ्लैश वी ऑल सी आवर कॉलर बोन इज टू मेंट टू शो दिस कॉलर बोन हाउ मच वी हैव टू वर्क We will eat less, work out more. Why? So that the collarbone should be. But his collarbone was? Collarbone. Then Prithutunga Vachasa, his chest was broad. Then Mavartanabhi, the navel was deep and spiral. Vali Valgaduram and belly was charming, which has got three folds. Three folds were there. Digambaram, no vastram. Vakra vikirna kesam. The kesams were vakra vikirna, not that combed and all that. Pralamba bahu. Pralamba bahu, the hands were long, touching nearly up to the knee. Pralamba bahu. Swaruttarma abham. And abha, the glow the glow was there on his face of the spiritual glow. That you will find in the face of Mahatma, spiritual glow you will find.
Shyamam sada pichavayongalam lakshmya srinam manogyam ruchirasmitena pratyutitaste munayasvasanebhya tallakshanakya pimuravarchasam.
Shyam varna, Shyam, his complexion was Shyam. And then Strina Manogyam, he captured the woman with his charming features. Ruchit Smitena, winsome smile. Then Pratyutitaste Munaya Swasanabhya, all the munis who were sitting there, they all stood up, including his own father. How? Why they got up? Because they all realized by the lakshan, by seeing his body, they could realize that he is a realized person. Has got no bhan of the body. And by the features, they all recognized. And in his honor, they all stood up.
Sa Vishnu Rato Atithaya Agataya tasmai sapariyam sirasa ajahara tato nivrittaya buddhastri or bhaka mahasane sopavivesha pujitaha.
Sa Vishnu Rata Atithaya Agataya. Sa Vishnu Rata. Vishnu Rata, whose name is Vishnu Rata? Vishnu Rata. Protected by Vishnu. Who was protected by Vishnu? Another name. Vishnu Rata. You see, when he was born, who protected him? Vishnu. But when he is going to die, who has come? Sukhdev Ji. Who is Sukhdev Ji? Incarnation of Lord Shiva. Vishnu can't do anything here. Lord Shiva is required. You see, at the time of Janma, Vishnu protected him for sustaining. At the time of death, Lord Shiva is coming. So Vishnu Rat Atithe Agata Tasmai Sapariyam Sirsa Jahara. He prostrated by putting his head on the feet of Sukhdev Ji. And then what happened? Tato nivrittaya buddha sriyo avarka. All the ladies and children, those who were standing in the circle, they all left him. Nivritta. Mahasane sopavyesa pujitaha. Mahasan. He was given a mahasan. Mahasan means the higher pedestal. He was seated there. And after that, pujitaha. Sopavyesa pujitaha. And he was honored and worshipped by him.
Sa samvritastatra mahan mahiyasa brahmarshi rajarshi devarshi sanghaihi vyarochatalam bhagavan yathenduhu grahakshatararnikarai praditaha.
Then how was he looking? Surrounded by brahmarishi, devarishi, rajarishi. How was Sukhdev was looking? A beautiful simile is given here. Well, it's like a moon surrounded by all stars, graha, nakshatra. So this all rishis, muni, dev rishi, raj rishi, brahma rishi were all sitting, and among them this Sukhdev Ji was like a moon.
Prashantam asinam akuntha medhasam munim nripam bhagavato pyupetya pranamya murthnan vahita kritanjalihi natva gira sutsunitvayanva prichat.
Prasantam asina kantamedasam. When he was seated, Sukhdev Ji Maharaj was seated, then he again with his folded hand he prostrated, and then he said something. What was that something? We will not be able to complete it today. Now we will be telling what a person should do facing death within 7 days. He will tell all these things, which we will see in the next. And what is the reply of that? That also we will see. What one should do. So in this, for the atonement of sin, what we have seen? Original, there should be sincere repentance. you must repent that I have done something wrong. But what normally we do, agar pakde nahi gaye to bach gaye. If you are telling lie, if somebody tells you that you are telling lie, you should be fortunate, you should think that it is the grace of the Lord that I am caught. The Lord doesn't want me to do in this way. You should feel this way, that when I am doing something wrong and I am caught. Then after that, Tirthyatra, Ganga, always remember this thing. Not here. After that, apply. Application is the main part. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.